This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Q's Talent Next here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. And look, oh my gosh, look who we have in the studio lounge, Dee Dee Myers from DDJ Myers.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Good.
I got your name right, but I couldn't get the conference name right. My gosh. Anyway, how are you?
I'm well. It's good to be here.
Good. I'm glad you're here because you gave a stellar presentation.
Oh, thank you.
In there, just on so many things that we're dealing with in the workplace today. And I think I was only in there for half of it, but I took so many notes. I took more notes than I usually do from somebody I'm in there the whole time. So well done on that.
Thank you. I think. Remind me what I said.
Well, I got in there and you had the big giant question of like, what's the definition of your culture, which could be a whole seminar by itself.
Yeah.
So why did you ask that question?
The reason I asked that question is because culture sucks right now.
Yeah,
across
right.
the world, across the country, and a lot of credit unions. We had it going well. COVID happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to have culture on a Zoom.
It is.
A video.
Completely.
We can't get that connection.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we don't have the artifacts. We don't walk into our building and have our artwork and our places and our food and the mood and the smiling and the energy. We don't have that.
Yeah.
So it's culture in a box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time I talk to a CEO or a leader of an organization that was affected by the remote work, gosh, we preached and talked about how great these cultures were before the pandemic, and now post, when we're kind of somewhere in the remote hybrid, somewhere in there, we're still figuring it out. How do you maintain that culture, my gosh, that we were bragging about before the pandemic?
I think, what a challenge. I think that was a blind spot that we had. It's like, we maintain the same culture, but we're in a different workspace.
Yeah.
I think we should have redefined culture for being in a remote or hybrid space, and now it's time to redefine it again and get buy-in and start anew.
Yeah.
I think we have to refresh it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Couldn't agree more. The other thing I wanted to talk about was alignment. And how do you get alignment throughout your organization? And you asked a question to some of the audience out there, and like, where did you start? And I think Latoya Price from Visions just immediately raised her hand and said, mid-level managers. Tell me about that.
Well, we put up some survey work where the mid-level managers actually score the lowest in alignment across multiple business disciplines.
Yeah.
And that's our bread and butter. That's holding us together, that level of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not aligned with themselves or with the other populations, we're broken.
Right.
So go there.
Yeah, because mid-level managers seem to be that conduit between the upper, the C-suite, I guess, and then the tellers and all that type of stuff. So the folks that are just starting out.
And they didn't even align on market impact. Member and market impact.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are people teaching our other people how to service our members and take care of each other and they're not aligned, that's going to erode into our financials later.
Completely.
It's a great place to start.
No doubt.
Now we know. Go there.
So what does a credit union do to get that mid-level manager involved or
I would pay attention to them. I'd love emerging leader program.
Okay.
Build cohorts. You've got a couple organizations here that do that really well. You've interviewed some of them in the past.
Yeah.
And focus on them for 2 or 3 years. They can coach up, they can coach down.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to learn to be strategic and critical thinkers and problem solvers. They want to make cross-enterprise impact. And, there's great emerging leader programs. You know, Peter Myers has one at TDJ Myers, and it's award-winning. That's one that...
Okay.
You could talk about.
Train those folks up.
Train them up.
There's only I just see so much upside with that for sure. Not only for that individual person, but the organization as well.
Well, I go back and I look at some of the ones we worked with 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. They're CEOs now.
I know.
You look at Jeff Bullock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And there's a few others. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's
no
a few
doubt.
Others out there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see that happening. The other thing that really stood out to me, and it might be a bit of an aside here, but 12. You mentioned the term 12 years old.
Yeah.
I never knew this until I stood in there and watched you. So tell me about 12 years old and what it means to our psyche or who we are.
Yeah, well, as humans, we're pretty much formed by the time we're 12.
Okay.
So if a young person, age 8, 9, or 10 has a catastrophic event or there's a divorce and the split between the parents, that impacts how they're shaped when they're 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that, I mean, it still is an impact, but you're your core when you're 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that core's not going to change.
Right.
And it just keeps evolving and developing.
Okay, and then you took it to another level and said, okay, we just, like you said, it keeps evolving and changing,
yep.
but we get more specific.
We do.
And you brought it into the workplace, which
sure.
I thought was really fascinating. It's like, okay, you can look at this broadly,
yeah.
and then you get more specific as you...
Right, we develop those broad skills.
As you grow up in your career.
We develop broad skills, and then because somebody says, oh, look at this vocation, or this technical type of job, or look at this one, we start to experiment and go, and then we find something,
mm-hmm.
or we fall into it, or it gets picked for us,
mm-hmm.
and we start to differentiate ourselves.
Okay, so the lesson there, at least to me, is like an organization should really foster that.
You're right.
That getting more specific in your career or in your job,
right? And helping them figure out what that is.
Okay, yeah.
You want to help them figure out what it is, and I may think I have a certain skill now, but in 2 or 3 years, it may be different.
Yep.
But that's great, because then we keep evolving, we keep the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's magic.
I love it. Yeah, I love the 12 years old thing. I didn't know who I was. I was going to be when I was 12
years old. And your twins are how old?
They're 12.
They're 12.
They're 12. I'm on spot on. Gosh.
Wake up call.
You're scaring me, Dee Dee. Let's see here. People learn better in communities. Can you share with me a little bit about this? Because I found this fascinating as well.
Yeah, because when you're learning something and you're solo, there's no way you can measure the impact or the influence, and you're not getting feedback. But when you're in a community, you can get immediate feedback, and you want to grow together.
Yeah,
and you want to. Yeah, actually, you have an academic article in a book about that. It's kind of cool, but that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you learn together.
Yeah, I think I totally. That's why I wrote that down in capital letters. I was like, yeah, that's so mm-hmm. true. All right, the next one, which really stood out to me, and is talking about burnout. Persistent and perpetual burnout. So, and what are you doing? What is your organization doing about it? Because that's a biggie right now.
Well, you saw what maybe 5-10% of the room said they were not in perpetual burnout.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're telling the truth.
I was being silent. I go, so that's 90% say they're in burnout. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And we're always right on that edge.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of us, and even women who are single moms and carrying the family, like, what is that edge that's going to put us over?
Yeah.
We always are managing to that edge, which is not what we should be doing, because
right.
we lose creativity, innovation, energy to lead people effectively and be available.
You're almost in a panic mode, aren't you?
If you're in a fight or flight all the time.
Yeah.
Your body's hyper tense.
And you can't be creative in that at all. You're just surviving.
React.
Yeah.
You got it.
Been there. Done that. Okay, so here's the big antithesis to that.
Okay.
Is the buffer days.
Yeah.
Love this. Oh my gosh, can you share with us about buffer days?
Yeah, buffer days. So you're going on vacation, let's say Monday through Friday, but you got Saturday and Sunday before and after. How about taking the Friday before the Monday and taking the Monday after the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You get home, you get to unpack, maybe you ease into the email, check priorities, all of that, and hopefully your organization shut down your email while you're gone.
Yeah.
And you had good people that took care of things for you, or things just wait.
Right.
Things just wait, but the buffer days. So what I'm going to start doing with my team is they say they're going to take off 3 days, I go take five.
Yeah. Good for you.
Take five.
Good for you.
Yeah,
we were talking before the cameras, because when I travel, I don't schedule any interviews the day I get back. So because I am just burnt out. I can't give my 100% self to an interview, which I need to do day in and day out.
And you deserve that. Your clients deserve that. But more importantly, you do and your family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Got to be there 100%.
Yeah.
The other, oh my gosh. Gee, I took so many notes. Oh my gosh, this is kind of like a rapid fire here. Workforce planning integrated or consumed by AI?
Oh yeah.
Can you expand on this one a little bit?
Yeah, well, I said Harvard Business Review has a special edition out for October 2023. A lot of great AI articles in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going, okay, either it's going to eat us up and we're going to live under AI, succumb to it, or we're going to figure out how to integrate with it strategically.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
Yeah.
So I think we have to integrate. We have to figure it out, but not integrate in such a way that we become lazy and we don't know how to make decisions, and we have safety issues.
That's the fear.
Those are three big things I have to watch. And if we're not teaching problem solving or decision making or critical thinking to our people, they're not going to know if AI is right or not.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, such a
great
point.
We're in a big circle
now.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Man, it's really going to take over the world, and that's going to be the end of us. All right. The other one was retention and recruitment. You say never stop.
Never stop.
Why?
Always look. We can't have enough good people.
Yeah.
We always have room for that one good person you meet in a coffee shop or Starbucks or somewhere in a restaurant, you know, especially if you're hiring for the front line. We cannot have enough good people. And if you hire someone for a teller position, if there's not one now, they can shadow, they can learn. There's going to be turnover. We can't have enough, Mike.
Yeah, don't ever sleep on that.
Don't sleep on it. And
totally
make sure your budget is generous.
Yes.
And pay them.
Yes. Kind of important. But there was a good point that you made in there with paying them. We all say, yeah, pay me, you know, type of stuff. But tell me why paying them is so important.
Because if they're not paid well, I mean, we should pay them above market, I think, then they don't have to worry about it. That's one thing off their
list. Check that
list off. Yeah, then you got the culture.
Yeah.
That's one thing off.
Yeah.
Then you're developing them. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're wrapping it all up. Pay should not be a concern to our people.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be.
Okay.
That's my thought.
I'm totally there with you for sure. All right, last thing I wanted to talk about was believe. Tell me, because this was your last slide up there, and I thought it was so powerful. So believe, expand on your belief slide.
Yeah, well, first I think we need to believe in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you believe in what you do, how you got here.
Yeah.
I believe in what I'm doing. We all have to believe in what we're doing, and then we have to believe that we can come together and make magic.
Mm-hmm.
If we doubt who we are, that's going to show up in the work, and it's going to be toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to believe and have confidence in ourselves, and that's a piece of work, because you had to start when you're 12. And things happen, you know? to change your mind, but keep coming back.
Exactly.
Because you don't believe it'll show up.
Yep. You're right, yeah.
Isn't that
like a confidence thing too?
Confidence, core.
Yeah, your
self-efficacy.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to be right all the time.
Right.
It doesn't mean you should be vulnerable.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so much science behind this too, Dee Dee.
There is
so
a little bit.
Very fascinating stuff here. All right, anything else you want to add to wrap? I know there's like a gazillion other things I want to talk to you about, but I know you have a schedule and I don't want to monopolize your time too much.
You're great. I asked everybody to pick something that they're going to take home and do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the low-hanging fruit, like jazz up your position description, your postings, figure out how you can have a recruitment and compensation philosophy that support each other. Like, there's some systems things you can put in place.
Yeah.
That's a great place to start.
Yeah. Ask yourself that.
Exactly. Powerful questions.
Yep. No
thank
doubt.
You.
All right, Dee Dee. Always an education and always fun, too. So thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It.
Yeah. You make me laugh.
Well, gotta have a little bit of fun sometimes.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.